This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Bub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
All the way up it.
I would power bottom the hell out of him.
He is just the definition of
that ain't no bird.
He had beautiful hair.
I really enjoy the show.
Super. Merry Christmas.
My son is an idiot. You better believe I clicked on the ad, and it is yarmakula.com.
That's how you spell yarmakula.
I do this.
Yeah. Space Force.
I love cows.
Cows.
It's becoming my favorite
God,
drop.
That is so good.
It's amazing.
It's just the way he says it, and it's amazing, and it's... we love him. We're big Trumpies here.
Love cows.
I love cows.
Can I get one more time?
I love cows.
Why does he say it like that?
He ends up going, he goes on to say, they're so cute and adorable, I just love them. It's like,
to be fair,
there's like a backup bit to that, yeah.
Cows are cute and adorable?
They are pretty cute.
This was part of a Q&A in which a little farm kid asked him, President Trump, what's your favorite farm animal? And his response was,
I love cows.
And then he went on to say what he loves about them.
You think cows are adorable?
Well,
cows are gross.
No.
They're awful.
Let me just say, baby cows or mini cows are adorable.
But well, maybe anything is adorable. A cow is not a cute animal.
Cows can be adorable.
No, they can't.
I feel bad for cows. I like cow. I'm pro cow.
Me too. But they can't be adorable.
I beg to differ. They're very sweet. I feel bad that they're delicious, and I want to eat them.
What animal? Is there an animal out there that's delicious that we don't know it?
I think we've eaten everything at some point.
I feel like we have.
And if it was delicious, we would find out about it. Like,
or it would just, you know, we would find a way around the laws and
yeah. Well,
eat them.
There is no.
Well, there are against some. You can't eat all animals, can you? It depends on where you are.
Depends on where you're at. In the U.S.
Like, can you eat Komodo dragon?
Well, no, that's an endangered animal.
Well, that there we go.
Yeah, so. But, outside of endangered species, I believe you can eat whatever the hell you want. It's frowned upon, but I don't think it's illegal. They're eating the pets.
I mean, come on.
In Ohio.
They're eating the pets.
I love cows.
Again, frowned upon, illegal, no. But, you know, the crappy part about chickens, cows, pigs, is they're just too delicious. If the donkey...
Are they the most delicious? Is that why we eat them?
Yes, the lamb to a lesser extent. I got a hankering for lamb. When I went to Iceland,
yeah.
I've been on a lamb kick.
I like lamb.
For a couple years. See, here's the thing.
I love lamb.
Imagine, like, if you're a donkey, you're safe as kittens. Like,
but no, why?
Because it's not delicious.
How do you know that?
Because if donkey was delicious,
we'd all eat it.
So you're taking a leap. You're saying that we've eaten donkey. Yes.
There'd at least be another culture that does it all the time. Yes. Like,
I mean, we eat horse.
Have you had horse? It's not good.
I know. I don't like it.
No, I don't like it.
I've had it.
So believe me, if horse was delicious, guess what I'd be having? Leg of horse. But it's not. The horse, the donkey, the people that lost the genetic lottery are the cat with the people, the animals, the cows, the
They're
pigs.
They're eating the cats.
And the chickens. They lost the lottery. They're too delicious. You telling me like an alpaca was better than a cow? Guess what? We'd all be eating alpaca. But we're not. Because everything has been eaten at some point. Including human. We're lucky we're not delicious.
We have a text that says, Komodo dragon is delicious. Tastes just like bald eagle.
Someone's had a bald eagle. Guaranteed.
Well, yeah.
That's why they're endangered.
Could you eat bald eagle?
Yeah.
You could?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, no, because it's, you know.
Well, okay, so now no. Yes or no?
If you take...
No, there's no qualifier. Could you eat bald eagle? You come over to my house.
Yeah.
And I say, Suk, yeah. I can't believe this, but this is bald eagle. Yeah. American bald eagle.
You want my real answer?
The answer is no.
The answer is yes.
Oh, it's yes.
I'll eat a bald eagle.
Okay.
What? It's already dead.
It is. That's true. Now it's sitting right there.
Here's the thing. I would not endorse the eating of bald eagle. I wouldn't be like, let's go bald eagle hunting.
Yeah.
But if I showed up and there was a delicious bird on the table,
try it.
I would try it. It would be rude of me not to.
I'd have to probably try it, but
exactly.
I wouldn't feel good about it.
Yeah.
I love cows. I think they're so cute and so beautiful.
They're beautiful. No, they're not.
Well,
is there a less beautiful, more? Uh-oh. Is there a less beautiful animal than cows?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I mean, cows are probably like number one animal in the world of like their own crap stuck to their butt.
Yes, they're disgusting, and
I don't like this cow slander.
They're sometimes bony, but also fat.
Hey, I'm standing with President Trump.
How are they so bony and fat?
I love cows. And they're great. I'm pro cow.
I love cows.
What if human is the most delicious meat of all?
Yeah. Again, that's what I'm saying. People have tried it. They have.
That's true.
And if human was super delicious, I think we would have found a way. Although religion gets in the way of that.
Well, I was going to say, perhaps we can't get past the stigma that it's human.
I could.
Maybe that's the only...
Nothing. None of that stuff bothers me. Nothing. Like, look, I am not actively saying that I want to eat human. I'm not.
Well, you've said this before.
I'm not opposed to it.
Yeah, you'll eat...
Yes.
You'll eat human.
If
you probably already have. You're just not saying it.
Well, let's say you went to Peru, right?
I did.
And you were in the Amazon.
I was.
Yeah. So let's say I'm on a Bear Grylls type adventure.
Me and the koala bears.
You and the koala bears.
Piranhas?
There's
no koalas. Well, the piranhas and then the sloths.
The sloths.
I liked the sloths.
Yeah. So I'm down the Amazon doing some Amazon stuff, and they're like, hey, this tribe, the Amazon tribes, they want to invite you over. First off, I would say no, because I'm probably going to get killed and I'm going to be the feast.
Boy, I got some serious curiosity, though.
Exactly. But they're like, no, trust me, we're okay. We got a guy. He's, you know, it's a whole thing.
We have a guide?
Yeah, you got a guide. And he knows them. And they...
He translates for me?
Yep. They want to bring you in, and they bring you in. First off...
Does he bet big on sports?
I would hope so. I'm giving him some football...
With my money?
I'm giving him some football tips. So we go down there, and we're hanging out in the Amazon... And they're like, hey, this may be a little weird, but, you know, we're having human. We're having leg. And we're around the fire. We're there in the Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying this is to be a jackass on the radio.
Oh, no.
I think I'm trying it, too.
Me, too.
That's a once in a...
Once in a lifetime.
I mean, not like... Well, can I ask questions?
Yeah, ask away.
Well, no, I mean of them, not you.
No. It's rude.
Is it?
And you don't speak
so
the
I
language.
Can't say
and it's, you know,
through my interpreter, who's a
well,
big
you want to know if it's
better.
Like a blood diamond situation? Was
yeah,
it a
I'm
murder?
Like, I'm like, wait, what is this? Like,
was he a bad guy or is he a good guy? I don't want to eat the good guy.
What did he eat? What was his?
See, really, have you ever asked that about like the bear? Like, as you're getting ready to eat game, you're like, hey, was this an a-hole bear? No, you just.
Well, no one knows that, but they know whose leg it is.
I'm assuming
whose leg am I eating?
I'm assuming that tribe is ethically sourcing that leg. Therefore, I'm trying.
Is there such thing as an ethically sourced leg?
Sure.
Ethically sourced cannibalism. Yes. It's all the rage.
Absolutely.
What is happening?
I'm just saying.
I don't know. We got to go to break.
You admitted you would try it, and so
I would.
Yeah.
No, I would.
Yeah.
I would have to.
Yeah.
I'm too curious.
The morality thing is
I'd be
right
curious,
out.
But I wouldn't feel so compelled that I have to. I think I might say I'm okay. I don't
know. I tell you what, though.
Cheek. You'd have a rump roast.
Sauteed butt cheek. I tell you what, I chickened out on the guinea pig in Peru.
Did you?
So you'd eat human, but not guinea pig?
Well,
okay.
This is my point. My point is that what I'm thinking through this is like, I might chicken out on that because I chickened out on guinea pig. You know, they have them like in the, I've told you this before, but when you go into Peruvian restaurants, some, they have the guinea pigs right there in the front. Like they're alive. Like they're hanging out. They're cute. And they kill those and you eat them. And I couldn't do it.
I have never.
And they don't cut off the head or anything. Like
yeah,
it's just right there with the tail and the legs just fried up.
I'm not going to lie. I don't think I've ever turned down a food because it was weird or some sort of ethical reason. When in Rome, I'm giving it a whirl. And when in the Amazon, you do as the tribe says.
What if you develop a taste for human flesh and then you can't get enough?
Right.
Okay.
And then you just, how many people do you have to kill a year to store?
You know what? There's plenty of things that I've had one time and I'm like, that's pretty tasty. And I've never been like, oh my God. Like, I've only had marlin once, and it was delightful. I've had it one time, so...
What if it's a cage-free human?
Exactly. Ethically sourced.
What if it's a hormoned-up caged human from prison or something?
Probably even better.
Cage-free means they come from... Or cage...
caged yeah,
means they come from prison.
You know. Hey, zombies are into it. I'm just saying, I'd try it.
Zombies are into it?
Throw some... Hey, a million zombies
That's
can't be wrong.
That's a good reason.
They seem to like it.
I tell you what. Tell you what I would do if I was out there in Peru.
You try it.
Well, I already said I would try it. But if I was out there and they had a bunch of meats, I'd like to do like a brown bag meat test. You know, like the...
Like you mean like a blind test?
Yeah, like a blind test. You know how you do that with bourbon?
Guess the human?
Yeah. Or no, guess which one is human.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
So you
have
different
yeah, guess which meat is human.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
That's the other white meat. Yeah. I'm more of a dark meat man myself, so.
All right, we
chicken fried steak.
Really gotta go.
Human Diane.
Beef Wellington.
Maybe beef Diane is actually just the way we cooked Diane.
It's possible.
I would like to talk about chain smoking, and we will do that next on The Fan. All right, well.
And break.
Yeah, we got to break. Yankees and Dodgers are scoreless in the fifth. Yeah.
This Dodgers gyration dance is really nauseating.
It's awful, yeah.
You're not liking it, huh?
No.
It's
because
too
it's,
much.
Hasn't it morphed? Because it was just
It wasn't always like
the
this.
The arms. Now they're doing the
There's a hip thrust
hips.
Going. And
God.
I'm going to look up where this came from.
The it's 0-0 in the fifth. What if this series is just absolute garbage?
Right. We just talked about all the great hitters, and like every game's going to be 2-1.
Kiki just got a... Triple.
Freaking Kiki Hernandez.
They have two triples.
Yeah, I don't know why Kiki Hernandez gets to the postseason and can't be stopped, but it's a thing.
Well, what was I going to tell you?
Oh, it says the hip lock thing came from the team strength coaches having the players do daily hip locks.
Oh, God.
And then maybe they thought it looked like a dance move and
that
it was cute and funny.
And then they've mixed it in with Freddie Freeman's signature shimmy.
He doesn't have a signature shimmy. Come on.
What?
No one has a signature shimmy, and I can assure you that if anyone did, it's not Freddie Freeman.
I don't know what to tell you, man. I just looked up
Maybe
why
Prince.
The Dodgers are doing the dance, and apparently that's the inception of it. Yeah, so their stupid strength and conditioning coach makes them do those hip locks. So it started out as him mocking a mocking thing. And now they've added Freddie Freeman's gyrations into it. And who would have thought of all the players on that team that Freddie Freeman would be the one that had a gyration?
Dodgers up 1-0. Sack fly. Catch the fever.
And we don't know where the dong bump came from, but that's a thing, too.
That deserves more explanation.
Yeah, I'm going to need to know more about that. Who decided to go tip to tip?
All right, well, let's take a break.
Let's.
Even though we just came back from one. Chain smoking. Okay, so Waylon Jennings died at the age of 64 in 2002.
And I loved me some Waylon Jennings.
I was reading about him. He used to smoke 6 packs of cigarettes a day.
Holy balls.
And I would like to talk about that.
Let's talk.
Here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
All right, so Waylon Jennings, former country sensation.
Legend. Balladeer of the Dukes of Hazzard, for God's sakes.
Just a good old boy. He used to smoke 6 packs of cigarettes a day.
That seems...
I read that.
That seems a lot.
You know how much that is per... Like, you know how that breaks down?
No, I do not. So how many are in a pack?
20.
20.
It's basically he smokes a cigarette once every 12 minutes. That's if he didn't sleep.
Wow.
That's unbelievable.
It seems a day. It seems almost impossible.
I know.
Are we sure?
It's disgusting. Well, you know, probably some days he smokes less. Some days, I don't know. That's just what they said. So it got me to thinking, because have you ever smoked regularly, like cigarettes?
No.
You've smoked a cigarette?
Yes.
So you know what it tastes like?
Sure. Once in a while, if you
give me... And how it makes you feel?
Yeah, if you get me on a particularly hard drinking night or whatever...
You'll smoke a ciggy?
And someone's got one going down, every now and then you're like, let me burn one of those.
Suk will have a dart.
But I'm a cigar guy. I have never, ever been any sort of regular smoker outside of
cigars. But you know how it tastes, and you know how it makes you feel.
Yes.
And inhaling it and... The whole thing.
Absolutely.
I will pay you enough money to retire.
Okay.
But you have to chain smoke the rest of your life.
No.
What?
Waylon Jennings died in his 60s.
Like 64.
Yeah, 64.
Yes, but you're the guy who says that you won't live long.
That's true. But
you don't want to live long.
I want to live past 64, and I don't want emphysema.
You don't have
to
work.
Honestly,
smoking six packs a day sounds miserable. No, I'd rather work.
That is, I would rather work.
Well, you just have, you can milk it. No. You're chain smoking.
If you told me on any given day, we've worked here for 20 years together, basically.
Basically.
There is not a,
give or take.
There is not a single day of work in the 20 years that I have done this that if you asked me, you don't have to go to work today, but you have to smoke six.
Like constantly.
Yeah, six packs. I have to get through six packs.
No, you just have to chain smoke at your own rate.
I'm not doing it.
So you probably wouldn't get through
six packs. There is never.
But once you finish a cigarette, you have to light another one.
Never. It is never. It would never happen. There is not a single. I'm trying to think of my worst day I've had at this job. And it would. It's better than a day where I am.
What if. Okay. All right. I'll one up it. What if I will. Okay. So what if I say I will give you Judge Judy's net worth?
Oh, she's worth a lot.
She's worth a lot of money. So not just retire. Like, you are filthy.
Yeah.
And you are with her. You have to be with her.
Yeah.
Until she dies, but you have to chain smoke. And you have to wear a male romper.
Yeah, I'm probably doing that.
She's worth $480 million.
Yeah, a million.
And she's going to die.
And she's pretty old.
She's die. Yeah, I'll do it. And you know what else I would
do? You're doing a reverse Anna Nicole Smith situation?
I would blow smoke in Judge Judy's face. Hey!
Oh! She's 82.
I would be in a constant state of just blowing.
Trying to kill her?
Smoke it, Judge Judy.
God.
She'd be like, can you stop? I'm sorry. Can't quit now, baby. It's too tough. I'd be smoking American Spirits, just getting after it. Let's go. You literally just blow the hell out of these hogs. Because I could afford the good stuff, right? I mean, it's Judge Judy's money.
Yeah, but what is the good stuff? What's the good nicotine?
My buddy, that because he owns the liquor store, so he sells cigarettes. Like, it's hilarious because he, you know, fun little fact. Do you know the number one seller of cigarettes in the United States?
You mean like brand or place?
No, place. The number one
Costco.
They sell. Yes, yeah. Costco sells more cigarettes than any place in the United States.
Buy them in bulk.
So he goes to Costco and he like it's $15,000 worth of cigarettes. He buys 15 G's worth of cigarettes.
Well, that makes sense.
And it's great.
Because you get a...
Yeah.
I mean, how much do you get... how much is a carton? Or wait. How many packs are in a carton?
Probably 10, right? 10, 15, something like that.
Well, that doesn't answer the question. Hold on.
How many packs in a carton?
10.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe. So there's 10 packs. Yeah. So you get... And then how much is a carton?
Dad, I don't know. But he drops... 10 G's plus. It's between $10,000 and $15,000 once a month. He goes and buys cigarettes. Because shocker, when people go into the liquor store, they buy cigarettes. And he does say that the number one cigarette brand in Portland, and it's a very unscientific poll, but it's what he sells more than anything else, is American Spirits.
American Spirits,
that tracks.
Yeah.
Definitely tracks.
The people of Portland want to pay more for their cancer.
Can he also buy cloves? I feel like Portland people would smoke a lot of cloves.
If I had to, I don't feel like, I don't want American Spirits. I feel like that's kind of like janky because it'd be like, oh, I'm fancy. I would smoke just, what is like the most garbage brand of cigarettes?
I told you, they used to have the Hots pass out Lucky Strikes in bars.
Yeah, there you go.
They were really bad.
Yeah.
Oh,
but they would give them to us for free.
Yeah, I like the idea of smoking Lucky Strikes or maybe some Camels.
Moonshot in the ballgame.
Stanton goes yard. Oh,
gosh
dear.
Almighty.
Is that out of the ballpark?
He didn't even move.
I don't know, but it was high.
Oh, my
high,
God. High.
The best he was up in the air for like 12 seconds.
Stanton did not. He just stood facing it. And yikes.
Freaking Stanton.
Yeah.
That is your boy.
My.
We're going to need to get you a personalized Stanton jersey that says ROP on the back.
He owes me.
Can we get one? Like, Swag has the Swagalicious. Can we get a ROPalicious
Stantalicious? So, look, he's going to point
out. Number.
He's going to point up, and it's going to be to me because I made fun of him. I said in the Royal Series, I text Cooley, and I was laughing. I'm like, Giancarlo Stanton is a liability in your lineup.
Yeah.
That's what I said. I was like, dude, he sucks. I love it when he comes to the plate. Now, he cannot be stopped.
By the way, I did look up. Lucky Strike appears to be the cheapest mass-produced, like name-brand cigarette on the market.
They're pretty bad.
Yeah.
So somebody asked, can we get some odds on who goes first? 82-year-old Judge Judy or chain-smoking Sukanik in a romper?
It's a good question. I mean, I think I could...
Because you're going to party.
I'm going to party.
With that money.
Yeah. It won't be the cigarettes that's going to get me. It's probably going to be something else. But like, she doesn't have 10 more years in her. So the question is,
how do you know that?
Can I? She's not. Look at her. She's not living to be 90 plus. Right, I get 10. So basically, I gotta chain smoke for 10 years at the most and hope that that doesn't kill me. And then I got the problem is that you imagine after 10 years, the challenge of quitting. I got to chain smoke from 46 basically to 56. I don't. That's
yeah,
a rough.
Like Nicorette.
Why did you just determine that you can quit chain smoking when she dies?
What do you mean?
You're getting her net worth.
Yeah. Oh, I have to keep. I thought you said until she died.
No, I didn't say that. Oh, then I said you had to stoop. You had to be with her until she died.
Party with Judge Judy. Let's go.
But you still have to change the rest of your life. $450 million.
I do not want lung cancer and emphysema. And,
okay. What if I said, now that I know where you sit on this.
Can't do it.
I love these goalpost moving activities. Yeah. Well, let's just see what it does over here.
What if.
My soul's for sale. Like, you know.
You just got to. It's the art of the deal, baby. Yeah.
Well, I guess what I underestimated is chain smoking to you is not like you're not into it.
No, at all.
Because some people,
I feel like
even most smokers aren't into it. like that. I think I used to smoke chain smoking. Totally.
You were a smoker too?
Yeah, in my like mid to late 20s. Yeah, for a couple of years, but not like not long.
I don't know why we smoked. I hated it. I'd smoke, but I hated it.
Well, like so,
I don't know why I did.
I liked it, but I hated the taste and the smell.
It was
but
disgusting.
I liked the act of it.
So here's the thing: like if you catch me. If I'm gone for like a weekend in New Orleans or whatever, Vegas, like that's where you're going to find me, you know, doing something like that. And the next day when you wake up, you have some cigarettes, you mix in a little weed probably in there. You got a cigar going like and you wake up the next day, your throat just feels like you just gargled cat turds for like 24 hours.
But I think I've always thought that chain smokers, all of that is desensitized after
sure
an amount of time.
For sure.
You don't even.
But I got to plow through that for it now.
It still seems like a miserable task.
It really does. Like, you feel. I love.
Every time you put one out, you have to light another one.
Yeah. That's just. I know a guy that's like this. He's a. And he does it with cigars. And it is. I mean, he burns through like 10 cigars a day. And I am just in awe. I'm like, how? And I love cigars. I don't know how he
does. And you're not even inhaling that, but your mouth just must feel awful.
Yes. And he's like 70, and he's been doing it forever, and he doesn't care. He's just an old retired guy that just smokes cigars.
Okay, so I'll let you retire, but you have to chain smoke for 5 years. And then you're done.
Yeah, I'll do it.
You're okay with that?
For 5 years?
Yeah.
I got that.
10 years.
No.
Now let us calculate how many cigarettes that is. It's not going to be pretty.
12?
Six packs a day.
One
that's 120
minute.
A day.
Said I could see Suk as a Newport man, a little street cred, as it were. And yes, I would die in some sort of weird monkey knife fight if you gave me $400 million at my disposal, it would not end well. So to your point, with that amount of money, it wouldn't be the cancer that kills me.
Well, you would be, over 5 years, you'd be smoking 219,000 cigarettes.
Damn. That is nuts.
120 a day, 365 days a year for 5 years.
It takes off like seven, it's whatever a cigarette takes off like 7 minutes off your life or some.
That's what they're saying.
Crap.
Yeah, do the math on that. So 7 minutes at 219,000. Yeah, well. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
Some conversions will happen.
Each cigarette reduces life. It's now by 11 minutes. According to a 2000 article in the British Medical Journal, each cigarette reduces life expectancy by 11 minutes. Thanks.
Yeah, but your lungs, the thing you have going for you is once you quit, your lungs do rejuvenate.
I don't know if it rejuvenates from that. I think there might be a point of no return.
It appears that would take 1,672 days off of your life. So the 5 years of chain smoking is basically
1,600.
Hold on, let's see.
How many?
The 5 years of chain smoking will take 4.58 years off your life.
You know what? I'm in.
How about that?
I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in.
I mean,
you're like, I'm banking time.
I'm in. I'm banking. Yeah, I'm in. I like it. Four.
I don't think the math works.
Less
like that.
Than 5 years. What? I'm in. Let's do it, baby. 400 million. Here we go.
How do they even know that?
I don't know
about cigarettes.
And it's entirely possible those calculations are wrong.
It's all fun and games till I get our cancer math here, 2 years great. Into it, and yeah. then I'm, you know, then screwed.
Your lung falls out.
Exactly. I do know that from my brief medical training, like when I was going through that stuff in college, the number one risk factor in almost every disease is smoking.
Yep. It's the worst thing you can do.
Yes, it is literally the worst thing you
can do. And Waylon Jennings did it every waking minute.
And shocker, he died at 64.
In a stunning turn of... Yes. Although I would say 64.
He probably made it for him.
That's pretty good.
He made it.
He got further than he should have.
Because you know he was drinking too.
Oh, yeah, well, he was a notorious boozer.
God, can you imagine what that felt like?
The Vancouver Report text line says that musical artist Pink says that she loves to smoke Newports because they have the most fiberglass in them.
Gets right in there. Gets that burn. Pink. Let you know it's working.
All right. We'll wrap it up next on the fan. You know the other thing about the Stanton deal? Ooh, Dodgers just got out of a bases loaded jam.
That's a big one.
2-1 Yankees, sixth thing. Is that Ryan Cooley, who is a Yankee fan, when I was lamenting, when I was saying to him during the Royal Series that Giancarlo Stanton is a liability for them. He agreed. He's a Yankee fan. He's like, oh my God, yes, he sucks. I don't even know why they don't play. Because they have this rookie, his name is Jason Dominguez, who's on their bench. I don't know if he's on the World Series roster, but he was like, I don't know why they don't put Dominguez in there. I'm like, yeah, he's way better. He'll do something. Freaking Stanton cannot stop hitting home runs.
Just mashing.
God. All right. Hey, everybody have a great weekend, okay?
I will.
Get out those galoshes.
Yeah, it's going to be a little wet. It's going to be a little wet.
Can we do one more question for Soup from the Vancouver Report text line? What would you rather have, 64 Waylon Jennings years or 100 Jason Swigard years?
64 Waylon Jennings
years. What a great question.
Not even close.
Yeah, Waylon, that's not close.
Waylon had some good years.
Yeah.
Quite frankly, I don't know what Swag's got going on. I'm not certain that I want to know.
Swagalicious.
Yeah, I don't want to wear a jersey that says Swagalicious.
Would you rather have Waylon Jennings or Judge Judy's
life? Judge Judy.
Because of the money?
Well, and she just
and being a judge?
And she just has a freedom to do, you know, Judge Judy's probably had a pretty kick-ass life, too. She can get into whatever circle she wants.
But 64 of Waylon versus 82 of Judge Judy, that's a good question.
Yeah. Waylon had a good life. Hanging with those guys, the highwaymen, come on.
And we lost Christopherson recently.
Yeah. They're all gone.
Passed away.
Except Willie's still around.
Well, wasn't Johnny Cash in there?
Yeah. They're all gone, but Willie. Willie's the last.
Johnny Cash isn't alive?
No. Johnny Cash died a long time ago.
I'm just kidding. I was just joking. I knew that. Hey, everybody, have a great weekend. We're back Monday, 3 to 7 on Think Tonight. He got the action. He got the motion. Play in a mic and play. A dedication. Devotion. It's in it all the night time. Music of the day. The sun about a single on a woman. They do the sun about the night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.